with the colder weather, you're probably much more inclined to stay indoors than head outdoors for your entertainment. Thankfully, there is plenty of live theater happening in heated venues across the listening area during the month of December. One of those productions includes Fully Committed, which can be seen at Rogers Little Theater December 6th through the 8th and 12th through the 15th. This humorous play follows a day in the life of an out-of-work actor who mans the red-hot reservation line at Manhattan's number one restaurant. A cast of desperate callers will stop at nothing in their zeal to land a prime reservation or the right table. Amid the barrage, Sam's got his own needs to contend with. His recently widowed dad wants him home for Christmas, and he's up for a choice part at Lincoln Center. Fully Committed was listed in Time Magazine's Top 10 Plays of 2000 and has 40 wildly diverse characters played by a single performer. Showtime is at 8 p.m. with dinner served at 7. During Sunday afternoon matinees, showtime is at 2 o'clock and food is served at 1.
The Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale is continuing its long-standing December tradition with the return of the best Christmas pageant ever. Dozens of local children will be participating in that show. Performances are scheduled December 13th, 14th, and 15th.
More young actors will take the stage this holiday season in Trike Theater's production of Junie B. and Jingle Bell's Batman Smells. Junie B. Jones is a first grader and main character in a series of children's books. Performances will be December 6th through the 8th and the 12th through the 15th at Northwest Arkansas Community College's White Auditorium in Bentonville. Admission is $10 for children and seniors and $15 for adults.
It is the holiday season, so you'll have plenty of opportunities to catch the holiday classic at Christmas Carol on stage next month. Theater Squared has scheduled performances from December 5th through the 29th in the Studio Theater of Walton Arts Center's Nadine Baum Studios. Earth and Vessels Drama Company will also perform A Christmas Carol at the King Opera House in Van Buren. Performances for that production are scheduled for December 6th through the 8th. New Threshold Theater is trying out a new idea this season, touring a youth show around Arkansas that is completely actor-devised and oriented and holiday-themed. The NTT Holiday Experiment is scheduled for December 7th through the 22nd. Performances are free and appropriate for all ages. According to the organization's website, a small team of actors will be assembled alongside a director and stage manager. Starting 2 weeks before their first show opens, the team will be given a list of shows and stories they will include in short comedy sketches. To request a performance, you can fill out a form at newthreshold.com. A touring schedule will be released in December. The Sound of Music will be on stage at the Lyric Theater in Harrison December 13th through the 15th. That same weekend, University of the Ozarks will be performing A Tune of Christmas. Shows are slated for December 12th through the 14th in the Black Box Theater of the Walton Fine Arts Center. That's in Clarksville now. General admission, $8. Students, faculty, and staff may receive one free ticket at the door while tickets last with their University of the Ozarks ID card.
And finally, the circus is coming to the Alma Performing Arts Center in December.
Ready, here we go. Singing. 5, 6, 7, 8, and 1, 2, and 3.
For a couple of months now, students from the Alma School District have been rehearsing for Carnival, which will be on stage at the Alma Performing Arts Center in early December. With more than 70 actors, about a 30-member orchestra, and roughly a dozen students backstage, more than 100 students are working on this single play. The job of wrangling all of these kids falls to a handful of staff members, including director Terry McGonigal.
We're trying something new this year. We combined three classes together to do it, rehearse during the school day, because we've had so many kids that said, well, I can't do this, the musical, because I'm in football and after school, or I work, or I have church, or I have a job, or you know, I have to go home and take care of my little brother and sister, or that kind of thing. So this year we decided that we're going to try to get more kids involved, and we did that by combining a musical theater dance class, an advanced theater production class, and the chamber choir. So it's been a test, you know, to make it work creatively as well as make it work logistically, you know, because we just have so many kids.
The students have been rehearsing since September during a class period in the middle of the day that's less than an hour long. Carnival is based on the 1953 movie Lily. The play tells the story of a young girl who goes to live with a family after her father dies. But when she arrives, the family has moved on, so she joins the carnival. At first, she is unsuccessful with several jobs with the troupe that travels across France. Eventually, her ability to communicate with a talking puppet becomes one of the carnival's star attractions. While the production has a happy ending, McGonagall says it's a little dark in some places. He says the fact that it's not your typical cheery musical is one of the things that attracted him to the show.
I've been teaching for 38 years, and it's a show I've always wanted to do and never did. And because we were going to have a big cast, I knew we were going to have a big group this year. And it takes lots of extras with all the circus people. The show is written with four puppets that perform. The puppeteer works with controls the puppets. Well, I thought, why not have live actors be puppets? And so I created four more roles that way for other kids in the show. So that's why we chose it. And once we decided that this is a show we wanted to do, then the ideas just started bouncing off of each other. My technical director, Stephen Sellers, I said, steampunk, you know what that is? And he said, nope. And so he pulled it up on his cell phone. He went, this is so cool looking. And the ideas just started flowing. And we've had really a lot of fun working with it and putting it together because of that.
Steampunk is a genre of science fiction that typically features steam-powered machinery rather than advanced technology. The fashion of this genre often involves a unique take on Victorian-era clothing. Several of the actors' costumes include corsets and goggles, and cogs like you would find in the inner workings of a clock have been incorporated into the set design. Students, as well as parents, grandparents, and director Terry McGonagall, have been helping make the costumes since July. Another interesting aspect to this show is it will require some students to perform acrobatics from a trapeze, hoop, or aerial silk that's hanging above the stage. To help with this part of the performance, McGonagall received assistance from Starfish Circus. Members of the organization, which is based in Kalamazoo, Michigan, led a week-long workshop for students during mid-September. In addition to their regular class time, Starfish Circus instructors worked with ALMA students for an additional 2 hours after school and for about 6 hours on a Saturday. McGonagall says Starfish Circus was good about teaching safety from the first day, and students have been great about spotting each other and working together.
I have a mom that's a teacher here, and her daughter is one of the trapeze kids. And the first question she was, how high off the floor is she going to be? And I said, oh, no more than 30 or 40 feet. And she said, is there a net under her? And I said, oh, no, And in reality, the highest anybody goes is about 20 feet. And that's the boys in the silks, and they have them wrapped around them. So if they do slip, it catches them automatically, So, but it's just funny to kind of tease people about it. And I really have had no parents even question it. So it's been very nice. I guess they trust me.
As they near the end of this experiment and closer to opening night, director Terry McGonagall says working with such a large group has had its ups and downs.
One of the things I'm very strict about is grades. And I believe that the academics have to come first since we're an educational institution. And just last week I took some kids out of the show because their grades weren't where I think they need to be. And unfortunately, it's made some shifts and stuff have to happen in casting and who's doing what and costuming and all those things have to make some changes. But it's been good for the most part. We're finding that the 45 minutes a day really is not enough. So we've had to go to some morning before school rehearsals. We have some Sunday afternoon rehearsals. We've been doing some dance rehearsals late in the evening after athletics are over. So, we work around a lot of different things in order to make it happen. And the kids are relatively flexible and we can, get it all done if we just keep plugging away.
Because this production involves a variety of skills, it has required quite a bit of hard work from these young performers.
I have always, in all my years of teaching, have challenged my students to be as professional and polished as possible. I've never accepted mediocre as a standard. And we see a lot of bad theater, but we see a lot of good theater too. And I take them to the International Thespian Festival every summer in Nebraska, where they see really good quality theater. And then they come back and say, we need to be that good. you know, and so they all kind of challenge themselves as well. But yeah, we set a pretty high standard for them, and you know, as you can tell from the singing and that kind of thing, they rise to the challenge.
Performances of Carnival are scheduled for 7 p.m. December 5th and 7th, and at 2 p.m. December 8th at the Alma Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for students. Student tickets must be purchased from the box office. More information is available at almapac.org. This is Ozarks at Large.
17 beasts, a million.